BBC Essex Sports Extra.
Yeah, brilliant to chat there to Jamie Cureton and Greg Halford, former Colchester United players, playing a part in the England veteran squad winning the Seniors World Cup, which took place in Malaysia last week. Congratulations to them on the win as well. Well, summer coming up. I guess a lot of you will be planning your summer holidays. Some of you may be jetting off to a sunny beach. Some of you may be exploring cities around the world or even closer to home. I don't think many of you will be following the example of Dawn Smith, who's rowing from Canada to Essex. Yes, you did hear that right. The Burnham on Crouch ocean rower has been taking part in rowing challenges for several years and runs the Row Aurora Sea School in Burnham on Crouch. But could this challenge she's taking on be her biggest yet? I caught up with Dawn to find out more about this challenge that she's taking up.
Myself and my team, roommate Paul, we rowed across the Atlantic together this December. We broke the world record for the fastest mixed pair to have ever rowed the Atlantic Ocean. And in June, we're towing the boat. So the boat's currently in Florida. We're towing the boat up to Canada, and we'll be rowing from Canada back to Burnham on Crouch in Essex.
Wow. So you didn't think that there might be easier ways to get the boat back? No, we're going to do it ourselves. You just want to be sure it's definitely getting back.
Throw it back.
Where does this particular row then, this hometown row from Newfoundland back to Burnham on Crouch, where would this rank in terms of the challenges that you've taken on?
This is going to be a completely different challenge. So all the rows I've done so far, you're starting somewhere pretty warm and you're arriving somewhere even warmer. Here we're starting from Canada, so Newfoundland, which currently we're tracking icebergs. Yeah, so there's something called, it's called the Iceberg Alley. So from the Labrador Current, which comes from Greenland, the icebergs are coming down that current. So we are going to have to avoid icebergs. It's going to be foggy. The sea state's going to be much worse. And of course, we're rowing to the UK and we should get there in August. But as we know, the weather in the UK is not always nice and hot and sunny.
Yeah, unpredictable, to say the least. Has anybody ever attempted something like this particular? Because like I say, the row you refer to in December is the world's toughest row. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but you set off from the Canary Islands, I want to say, and then you make your way across to Antigua and Barbuda. And like you said, that's leg one of what you're saying. Leg two is going from Florida up to Canada, Newfoundland, and leg three is across. Has anybody ever done anything like this before?
There are a few people that have rowed the North Atlantic back to either the UK or Europe, but we're going to be the first mixed pair to have ever done it. There's there's less than 100 people that have ever done this.
And you've just said a pair there, so there's two of you in the boat?
There's just the two of us in the boat,
oh my goodness,
yeah.
I'm exhausted hearing this, Dawn.
We'll be the first mixed pair to have ever done it. I'll be the first female to have ever rowed the Atlantic Ocean in both directions. That will be my seventh ocean row, which is another world record. So I currently hold the world record for the most amount of oceans any female's ever rowed. I've got the world record for the most amount of nautical miles any female's ever rowed. So there'll be a whole another list of world records if we are successful on this mission.
Oh, I hope there's enough room on the wall back at home for all these certificates you get, all these world records as well.
I mean, build an extension.
I mean, I've got to ask you, what's the motivation here, Dawn, for taking on these challenges?
Once you're out in an ocean, it's the feeling of freedom. It's there's no emails, there's no internet, you're literally at one with nature. And on the crossing we've just done, we had wild, literally at the end of the oar, we saw turtle, we had marlin following us. The night sky is incredible. You can see every star, you can see the Milky Way. And it's a feeling you can't get with any other kind of challenge. You know, people that do ultra marathons, absolutely incredible. You know, I really admire it, but there's no challenge in the world that you can do to get that kind of feeling.
Well, I think we're going to be there at Burnham on Crouch when you arrive after that incredible journey. I've got to ask you both
that
as well.
That would be absolutely amazing. Yes. Yeah. we've got a little stage set up where we're going to be doing interviews and stuff. So if you can be there, that would be fantastic.
Of course. We'll get it in the diary. We're going to say August. We're going to say somewhere in August at the moment, definitely. But what first got you into rowing?
Now, I first started gig rowing, and gigs are like an open wooden boat with big wooden oars. There's four rowers on our particular gigs and a cox, so somebody steering. And so I helped set up, I was the chairman of the rowing club, so I helped set the rowing club up. And it was for the community, so it wasn't just about racing. There was young people, older people, racers. Some people just did it for the community side of it, and the socialising side of it. And so the guy that was the president of the rowing club, so he helped us get the lottery funding for it, is a guy called Charlie Pitcher, and he makes the ocean rowing boats. So that's how I got to meet Charlie Pitcher. And then, of course, once you're involved, so my mum blames Charlie. once you're involved in something like that, then, you know, the spark, the dream just came. And the rest is history.
Now here we are, thousands of miles of rowing later, taking on your next one. Boy, being that, it was all it means to you to arrive at Burnham on Crouch after that row across the Atlantic.
I have visions about it every day, because obviously I've finished a few rows in amazing places, in Barbados, in Antigua, in Hawaii, but to actually arrive in your hometown is going to be incredible. I'm not wishing the row away. I'm really excited about the row, but the vision of arriving in Burnham on Crouch is just going to be amazing.
Yeah, absolutely incredible stuff from Dawn Smith there. You'll be able to follow Dawn's progress in the hometown row at www.rowaurora.co.uk, which has a tracker, and we'll look forward to welcoming her back to the county in Burnham on Crouch in August. We'll hear more shortly from Dawn about how she's passing on her wisdom to another group taking on a huge challenge.
Sonia Watson at breakfast. In conclusion, if we're going to get a £1,400 toilet brush...
Downstairs loo only.
Downstairs loo. Don't have one of those either.
Put it on your doorstep. If you're going to show off, then show off.
Is that what you did on your week off then? You had a clear out?
Well, partial. It's a bit like you and your decorating. It will never truly be finished.
It is finished.
But what about your kitchen? I hear there's still to do in the kitchen.
There's a few snagging things.
Apart from you, you've had 10 years since you moved.
Sonia Watson at breakfast. Weekdays from 6. Just ask your smart speaker to play BBC Essex.
BBC Essex Sport.
Hope you're enjoying BBC Essex's Sports Extra with me, Warren Muggleton. Coming up towards the end of our show, but we'd love to hear from you, 0800 111 40 41. We've been hearing from Dawn Smith, who's going to be rowing from Canada to our hometown, Burnham on Crouch, this summer. Dawn is already on the other side of the pond, having completed the world's toughest row earlier this year. But she is now passing on her knowledge to the human-powered potential second wave team. A group of 6 women aiming to be the first to complete the Great American Loop next year while raising money for the Michael J. Fox Foundation, which looks to raise funds and awareness to combat Parkinson's disease. Ashley Ellis is the captain of the team and living with early onset Parkinson's. I spoke to her and Dawn, asking the Essex Ocean Rower why she wanted to get involved with the team.
This project is something a little bit different. So I've rowed the whole way around Scotland. I've done a lot of coastal motor cruising, sailing, but this project is a lot different to the normal ocean rowing that I end up coaching. There's just so much, it's a completely different challenge, and I think that's what's so exciting to me about it, is it's something new to be coaching. Yeah.
We're used to seeing rowing. A lot of us maybe might be familiar with what we see at the Olympic Games, or we see straight line rowing, 2,000 meters. But this challenge sort of blows that completely a different scale. This is 5,000 miles that are being rowed by the team. But Ashley, you're part of this team. Just explain to us the challenge that you're taking on.
Yeah, so the America's Great Loop is a variety of waterways that navigate the eastern portion of the United States. And so coming up the coastal waters through the locks into the Great Lakes and down the Mississippi River and then into the Gulf. And so what's really awesome for us, most of the team, there's one new rower, but most of the team does come from that more traditional rowing background that you were talking about, the 2,000 meters. And what has been really exciting about this challenge, looking at an ultra, ultra endurance type of rowing in an ocean rowing boat, is just the opportunity to take on a new challenge, to do something new. But for me personally, it really comes down to like living big and living urgently and dreaming big and just kind of breaking through the impossible to make it possible. So that's really what we're really glad to have Don's expertise, and that's what we're really working on this week and into 2027 when we launch.
Yeah, Ashley, this is you're raising money, in particular funds and awareness for the Michael J. Fox Foundation, obviously looking to raise money to funds to end Parkinson's disease, and this is something that's quite close to you as well.
Yes, so I was 40 when I had my diagnosis of Parkinson's, young onset Parkinson's, and only 13% of Parkinson's is genetic. 87% is idiopathic, unknown cause. And so, you know, but what's really awesome about the Michael J. Fox Foundation is just what they do in terms of research and advocacy. What we also know about Parkinson's is that movement is medicine, and that's a really big deal. So for me, right after I got my diagnosis, I really wanted to, I had been, in athletics before, but I really kicked it up a notch. And so what we know about movement is medicine for Parkinson's became that much more important to me at that time.
And Dawn, very clear to see what can attract you to taking on to coaching and getting involved with this team as well. How are you using your experience that you've mentioned there of previous challenges that you've taken on in long distance rowing? How are you using that to help this team as their preparations for this 5,000 mile row?
So this week is a lot of theory stuff, as well as just the right. This is not just about getting in a boat and rowing. Yesterday we were covering sea survival. So we've been to the pool, we've inflated the life raft, literally gone through every piece of equipment that's to do with safety. Day one was going through the boat, and it took an entire day to go through that boat front to back and look for all the equipment, all the electronics, how everything works, how we're going to pack the boat. And that's come from years of not just boating knowledge, but specifically to do with the ocean rowing boat. Today we're doing a bit of passage planning, and the girls are getting onto the river and to actually start practicing anchoring. Later on we've got weather lesson, we've got more navigation lessons coming up. They're going to be plotting charts on paper charts using the electronics. This literally their brains are going, oh, I can't fit any more information in.
I mean, Burnham and Crouch, I mean, it's amazing, really. It is quite almost a hub, really, of certainly the production of Atlantic rowing boats. And I was lucky enough to meet the three Flying Fish who completed the world's toughest row over Christmas and coming into the early part of this year as well. You know, you look at these boats, they are so different to river rowing boats or touring boats. And there are so many things to think about. And I suppose you find maybe, Dawn, when you talk about this, sometimes it can take people by surprise how much there is involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I run these courses in the UK as well, and people come to me and say, yeah, I'm a rower, and they're excellent rowers. And by the end of the week, you can see them thinking, wow, I'm taking on a much bigger challenge than I originally thought I was. Yeah, there's a lot that goes into this.
I mean, I was lucky enough to be a schoolboy rower at my school and then raced at Henley a couple of times. But I've always seen, and I've all dabbled in coastal as well, but I've always admired what Atlantic rowers do. I mean, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong here, Dawn, but I always feel like when it comes to Atlantic or coastal rowing, it's not about, maybe what you're saying, river rowing, the consistency of the strokes you're taking. It's just about how many strokes you can actually get in the conditions that you're in.
Yeah, sometimes technical rowing goes completely out the window, and you're doing things you wouldn't normally do on a normal boat. So it's not just the rowing, it's the navigation, the trimming the boat, how do you pack the boat, what nutrition are you going to take, It's a world of difference.
Ashley, how much are you learning from Dawn right now? How much of that experience are you taking on right now? It seems like there's a lot of lessons learned this week.
She's such an incredible teacher. This information and just the critical knowledge that we're going to need. And so there's been times where we're all like, wow, this is so incredible, and we're like, we're getting it, we understand. And then the next day or the next hour, we're like, oh my gosh, we're overwhelmed. So we're so thrilled to have her, you know, part of our training and our journey. Couldn't be more great.
What an inspirational group of women. That's Dawn Smith of the Roe Aurora Sea School in Burnham on Crouch, who's coaching the second wave team's attempt to complete the Great American Loop. And we heard from the team's captain, Ashley Ellis. Best of luck to them all.